Yes, darling.
Yeah, you awake? You awake now?
Oh, yeah.
You ready to attack the mic like a pit bull?
Oh, that's me.
Pit bull in a skirt, as Rawr. Eve was once known. Gross Eve with her paw tattoos on her cans.
I actually like that song that she did with Gwen Stefani.
The pirate song, as I call it.
Is it the pirate song?
What? The video, they were dressed as pirates.
No, they weren't.
They were.
That's pirates? Her in a bikini top and leather pants?
They were dressed as pirates. I'm not kidding.
No, they aren't. I don't
okay,
think so.
Go back.
I can't.
I think it's called If I Were a Rich Girl or something.
No, that's something else.
If I Were a Rich Girl.
That was a new one.
Oh, Blow Your Mind was the
yes,
other one.
Exactly.
No, she did like 18 songs with Eve in a 6-month span.
If yeah, I Blow Your Mind is the one that I was thinking of. That's a good song.
Yeah, yeah. They're on their little... They're yeah. four-wheelers zipping around the city.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I would kill to be the seat of that vehicle if I could come back in another life.
That's not what I was thinking. Speaking of boob tattoos, our little friend out there has some too.
Erica. Yeah. Yeah. I was shocked. Erica runs the front desk at gorgeous FCAC, Fairfax County
Public
Access.
She brought us goodies and showed her goodies.
Yeah, Erica's awesome. She stocked the pumpkin out front. During Halloween, this place goes all out because there's a bunch of artsy types.
Yeah.
It's a public access station. What do you expect?
But they do a lot of Halloween shows and stuff, too.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Your boyfriend, Jerry.
Yep, that's right.
Boyfriend Jerry of Monster Madhouse or whatever. He does a...
My friend and yours. We just saw him the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And both our friend in Christ, honestly.
Well, we're all brothers and sisters in Christ.
Jerry does the Monster Madhouse. I guess that's the only Halloween throughout the year show. But during Halloween, they really cobweb up the place. They put skeletons. There's like writing on the walls and this weird adhesive jelly that looks like a dripping blood. It's kind of cool.
Yeah,
I like
fine.
It.
It's good.
And they even give us free candy. And it's like usually pumpkins just full of dum-dums because that's the only candy.
Yeah, that costs a dollar probably.
When did candy...
It's gross.
Become like a $100 product. Like
I guess.
A bag of 50 pieces is like $14.
I know.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Jerry and I were looking to get some just to eat while we played video games because we are both svelte sexual beings.
Yeah.
And we will be heard.
Okay.
And we were shocked.
Yeah.
It wasn't even like bags of good crap. It wasn't like, all right, this is nothing but Twix.
No.
And Reese's cups.
Yeah.
With the occasional Snickers to cleanse the palate.
No. And then they have this stuff called chocolate flavored. It's like chocolate flavored, candy coated, whatever. They're not M&M's. And it's not even chocolate. It's just chocolate flavored stuff.
Is it like a grocery store's generic knockoff?
Yeah, but it's even worse than that. It's not even the store brand. So it's not even like giant brand.
Oh, God.
It's whatever. Yeah.
That's like imported from China.
Yeah.
It sounds like chalk balls they spray painted brown.
Yeah, basically. There's these things called like Starlights or something like that. And it's like these little chocolate flavored beads or
if
whatever.
Anyone knows what the hell she's talking about, send me like find
at you don't want to eat them they
in
don't papasbasement.com
find the email address and send me photos because I'm gonna forget as soon as we record
but I
this.
Mean every holiday it's that way so you can go to and then you'll look at the bargain basement thing and you'll look and you're like oh well look at these chocolate bunnies but they're not even chocolate it'll say chocolate flavored
that's horrific
something
the same way that Breyers legally cannot call itself ice cream now.
Yeah.
And it's just frozen dairy treat, if you look at the box.
Yeah, I went by one of my favorite places before, and they changed their name to Dairyland or something. Dairy Zone or Dairyland.
Wow.
I was like, this is horrible. Why would they do that? But then I guess, you know, if they sold the business, like
yeah,
you
can only have so much sawdust before it stops being ice cream.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you sold your locksmithing business, you would sell it and then
first,
make them change
the
name.
Would weep.
Yeah. You don't want it to be, you know, Speedos, locksmiths, and
that's
them
true.
Jacking up everything, and then they have the Hercules name or whatever.
By the way, you're listening to Papa's Basement.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
John Papa Giorgio. She's Allison Frank. InPapasBasement.com is the show's website. Go there for all of our contact information and find us on iTunes.
Yeah,
that's the new streamlined intro.
Okay.
Just go to inpapasbasement.com. Why am I telling you everything? Just go there.
Yeah.
I programmed the damn site to show you where to go after that.
Okay. All right.
I'm sorry. I'm jacked up on candy because the whole end of that anecdote, one of our countless ramblers, is we ran out of dum-dums last week around the station.
Oh.
And every time I've been in here since, you come just for the Papa's Basement recordings, but
right.
I'm in here for Papa's Basement, Papa's football podcast. I do
right.
a bunch of crap here.
Right.
yesterday I was passing out cards with Jerry, who does the Spookies comic with me.
I got you.
I need a real job. I do way too much side crap. And we were just waltzing in and we're like shaking the jack-o'-lanterns where they hide the dum-dums and there's nothing in there. Now people are just using them as trash cans. Like I think there's just chewed up bubble gum at the bottom of one. You're like, oh, it's disgusting. Well, you and I come in today.
Oh, man. It was like we heard angels singing.
It was Moses parting the Red Sea so we could flee
beams
our
Egyptian
tormentors.
Beams of light were coming out of that jack-o'-lantern. Erica saved the day. I had some Raisinets.
Erica stocked it with real candy.
Yeah, real chocolates. The good stuff. The Reese's.
Well, not even real chocolate
Snickers.
Versus the chocolate spelled C-H-A-L-K that you're apparently finding at your local grocer.
Actually, there was somebody that had posted on their dating profile, and you have to use these words that, you know, best describe yourself or your interest. And she wrote, "I like chocolate." And it was C-H-O-C-L-E-T.
Really?
She likes chocolate.
Wow.
And I said, I bet you do. You like it more than spelling.
I mean, I get some spelling gems. If you comb Craigslist for crap like I do, like now I'm trying to buy mics so we can record at home on Craigslist. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Not good.
Oh, teachers would run out of red ink if that's still a thing. If kids now just don't email their homework in, I really don't know what they do. But
yeah, one of my friends, she showed me a profile of this guy that she was interested in. She said, oh, he looks cute or whatever. And I think he had a cowboy hat on. So that's immediately I check out. But then I read his thing and he wrote on there, I am
you
very.
Hear that, boys? She was raised right.
And he wrote how he started it was, I am very intelligent.
No, that intelligent is one of those words you cannot misspell. Genius with an O. You know how many times I've seen genius with an O? Especially when they're trying to get dismissive. It's like, okay, genius. And of course you get like, I may not be a genius, but.
It's like, yeah, I may not, but I'm very intelligent.
Yeah.
I'm no genius.
I know the number of vowels in that word, and you're taking liberties, friend.
Yeah, it's not good. I mean, that is a big turnoff. I mean, now with texting and everything, there's a lot of typos, and people are in a hurry, and you want to correct yourself, but you know who the dummies are.
We have just crossed a threshold with texting where it's like, look, unless you sent a photo that was intended for someone you're cheating on me with. Yeah. I think I'm okay with pretty much anything that comes my way via text.
Yeah, but I think, I mean, you don't want to really talk to any blockheads. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
well, absolutely. No one wants to spill their seed in a dummy. Are you kidding? That's my ultimate nightmare. And then I just get a dumb version of me as a kid because I don't have the looks to be dumb. Like, yeah. I need to be smart. It's like, oh, he looks like a Yiddish hobgoblin, but kid's smart as a whip. Can you just imagine like my nose and my face but on a dummy? Like, he wouldn't be dumb enough to be a nerd. I don't know what breaks he'd have going for him. He would just be like the literal 5 out of 10s across the board and everything.
It's just one
life.
Of those people you just go, bless his heart.
Yeah,
he loves his mom.
He tries. No, it wouldn't even be that. It would just be like, look at the appetite on that boy. He sure can eat. Apparently, I'll have moved to the depths of Alabama.
Georgia.
With my dumb kid.
We were talking about George. Yeah. You and your junior forest.
Yeah. He'll be the kid that can put down 18 biscuits.
What's wrong with that?
With no water. They're just like, where all that saliva come from?
He washes it down with crackers.
There's my dumb kid just crushing buttermilk and biscuits. That's his claim to fame.
Oh, poor thing.
Poor, dumb future young me.
That's awful.
But yeah, Erica stocked the jack-o'-lanterns with real candy. Not
good stuff. High
chocolate,
test.
Chocolate. Because let's be honest.
Yeah.
Anyone, I had a best friend. She's still a great friend of mine. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say I had, like,
yeah,
she
like
got
she
ovarian
died.
Cancer.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this isn't the end of beaches. Carmen is still with us. She was obsessed with sugar-based candy, though. I didn't get it. Her jam was like Nerds, Smarties, Swedish Fish.
Yeah.
These are consolation prizes.
I mean, I do like Swedish Fish, but the Smarties, my ex-husband, he used to go gaga for the Smarties.
Want to say something hurtful. The divorce was the best thing that ever happened to you.
I agree.
Gaga for Smarties?
They're awful.
They're just Tums. They're Maaloxes. They're just sharper.
Just disgusting.
They're less chalky. That's about it. It's medicine.
Why? Why would you eat them for and call it? It'll call it a treat. You know, it's bad.
It's a palate.
Yeah, it's not good. I mean, and he also liked sweet tarts. He was big into those, which are not good to me either.
There's so much that chocolate brings to the table that none of these candies can bring. Chocolate, first of all, you're not just getting a sugar rush that these turdy things provide. You're getting fat. Fat tastes amazing. You're getting the actual cocoa rush or whatever the hell. What is it? Cow? I don't know what's in it. Some whatever my mom says as she shovels dark chocolate in her mouth. And acts like she's a health nut for doing it. That's in the chocolate.
That's right.
Chocolate is nougat.
Ah, it's good.
There's so many directions chocolate can go. And it just tastes better than raw sugar.
Yeah.
Like I don't get it. Just take some sugar cubes and dump food dye on it. And go, oh, I made cubies.
I know. Those pixie sticks and stuff. I mean, that's just not.
F pixie sticks. I didn't even know how to eat them for the longest time. Yeah. I thought they were flavor packets. Maybe the kid will get stupidity from my side, too. I used to think a pixie stick, you bit the end off it, and then you dumped it into water, and you stirred it around. Like, I thought it was a one-man Kool-Aid shot. And I would drink it, and I'm like, this water's barely flavored. Which really goes to show you how much junk they put into Kool-Aid, by the way.
Well, then you ruin it by if you lick the end, then forget it. No sugar's coming.
It fuses.
That's right. It's just one big sugar glob. You can't get the rest of the stuff out. Then you have to rip the paper, and it's just one big disaster.
Thank God the human penis isn't wired that way. Can you, like, I don't know how a girl would give me a blowjob. It'd be like, oh, you put your tongue on the tip.
You don't even know how she does
now. Yeah.
Let alone if she had to go through a cheese maze to get there.
$50 now, but... Yeah, like imagine the tongue just touches the tip once. It's like, oh, it's now rude. If I ejaculate, it'll backfire like an old muffler. Like you just hear kaboom, and then your scrotum goes up like a puffer fish.
Yeah. Oh, my. That's terrible.
You're like, oh, I'll be ringing that out for hours.
I don't know. There's a lot of bad candy out there. In my opinion, it's bad candy. Candy corn? Why do people go gaga for that? It's disgusting.
I don't mind candy corn nearly as much as the crunchy, sugary crap. But candy corn at the end of the day is just corn syrup.
And then when
form.
You leave it out, it's just like turns into one big like...
Grandma's hard candy bowl.
Yeah, it's just one big piece of candy corn after a while. Let somebody go in there with a wet hand. Forget it.
I don't mind that so much.
Oh, it's gross.
I mean, like, I don't want the candy corn to get old, but it doesn't bug me, especially when they give me the chocolate-tipped candy corn. Yeah. Like, that's at least a nod to what I really want to be eating.
I never had that.
Really? The brown-tipped candy corn?
Oh, I don't like... it's all candy corn. They're just changing the colors. Forget it. I don't want any of it.
Maybe it's a
circus
total...
Circus peanuts?
Like,
those are disgusting. Those are totally... My ex-husband loved those, too.
What exactly are those?
They just look like styrofoam. They're just
Are they the styrofoam...
Peanuts.
Peanuts?
Yes.
What is their consistency? I don't think I've ever had them. My parents never loved me that little.
I don't know, but I know some people who actually like them fresh, and I know people who like them to get stale, and they like them better when they're like chewy styrofoam. So it's like, I actually know someone who likes...
Are they tan, or are they like a fluorescent orange?
They're kind of like an orange, yeah.
Okay, maybe I have had them once.
Yeah, like if you peel back the foam on an old Mustang, the inside. It's like...
And what are Boston baked beans? I don't think
I actually like those as a kid. I mean,
what are they though?
I mean, they're just peanuts. They're just
are they
candy
just
coated.
Dyed red peanuts?
No. They're peanuts with a candy coating on them.
So. That sounds okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
People in Boston know their cuisine.
I mean, it's nuts, but they're not very good when they get stale.
Here's Boston pizza. It's just loose sugar in a pizza box. Enjoy.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
It sounds delicious.
I know someone that likes cheese curls, but they like cheese curls. They like them to be stale. Also,
that's horrific.
I mean, they like if you leave them open, like that's like letting wine breathe for them. You open the cheese curls and they have to sit for 2 weeks until they get
a stale cheese curl.
So they're chewy.
Really? So they have vintages of cheese curls, like casks of bourbon, but it's just open cheese curls bags.
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrific.
Like, don't touch those. Those are only aged 2 days.
I don't
get the good stuff on the bottom shelf. I'm not even joking. For his birthday 1 year, that's what I gave him. I just opened a bag of cheese curls and just let it sit there for a week, and then I mailed it.
Oh.
Like, happy birthday. He was as happy as ever.
I'm trying to think of like stale chips.
That's the kind of guy you want to take.
Stale cheese curls are worse.
I don't like either one. I don't want stale anything.
I'll tell you the worst of the worst.
I don't know.
A stale Triscuit. Like where the cracker isn't
it just
crisp,
bends.
It just bends. Exactly.
Yeah, it's not good. I don't want stale anything, to tell you the truth. I'm kind of a stickler about keeping things fresh or using Ziploc bags or, you know, making sure it's sealed or
well,
whatever.
Well, I don't do the Ziploc so much. I do the trick where I roll it up.
Yeah.
And then I kind of flip it upside down so its weight smushes the roll.
Or I tape it. If I know I'm not going to eat it like the next day or whatever, then I'll roll it and put a piece of tape there. Or I do the Ziploc bag. I mean, Ziploc bags are great. So then you can keep your chips or whatever. Although I am not a fan of people who pour their cereal, the whole box of cereal, into those plastic Rubbermaid things. I want to smack all of those people. Why do you do that? Like, how long? That is just. And then they're like, you're not saving any space. Like, you're not saving space. You're not
The cereal box is literally as compact as it gets. And like, you're screwed the instant you take that bag out, because then what happens is it like suddenly gets all fat in the middle.
Yeah.
And you have to jam it back in the box.
But they just pour the cereal into
and suddenly
these
it looks like the
things.
Hitchcock tummy on either side.
But those things are not even really sealed. So you're not keeping it any fresher. It's not doing any good. So just don't do that.
Well, who hasn't is the problem the cereal bag is too intricate to pull apart?
I don't know. I mean,
it's not a bear gutting a salmon. You just snip the damn corner off.
I mean, I get it if you bust the bag by mistake. I mean, we've all done that with chips and we're like, ow, and now it's ruined and accidents happen. But people who do that deliberately and they're like, oh, I'm buying all these storage containers. Like, it came in a storage container. Don't do that. It's like, and for kids, you're ruining half the fun, because that was me and my cousin used to argue over who was going to look at the back of the cereal box when you ate your cereal. So, like, why would you want? Now we have to fight over the who's going to stare at this Rubbermaid container of, you know, Lucky Charms or whatever.
I'm
it's
just
stupid.
Trying to avoid eye contact with the door right now. Why did you turn around?
Oh.
What's? Yeah. I don't know. Let me pause the recording.
Okay.
Oh, are you going to bring a shred of the energy? Really? Just a bit. All you're screwing around you do when we're not on air. If we're not on air, you're just this ball of energy. And as soon as the mic goes on,
That's what our neighbor said when she kicked me out of the studio. She
yeah,
said
you
I
look
was
animated.
That's what she said.
Sorry, there's nothing like just getting into the flow of a show.
Yeah.
That helps the recording process, like getting booted off the air.
Yeah.
But hey, no hard feelings.
Evil eyes just piercing.
No hard
through.
Feelings. We weren't ousted based on chicanery and trickery. Or anything like that.
That would have been clever.
No
that
hard
been
feelings.
Fun.
Sorry.
If there was like a trap door and we got sucked out.
Sorry to the
fun.
People whose bad music we interrupted. You're listening to Papa's Basement, the second half of it.
Yeah, that's great.
So this is actually going live, by the way. I know you never swear, but just really don't this time.
I never do anyhow.
You don't.
Oh, goodness.
From Asian Easy listening to this.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't even remember where we were. We were talking candy. I'm sorry. Like when I mush this together for the MP3, it's going to sound like there was a 2 second pause for breath. In truth, it's been 15 minutes. We got relocated to another studio because apparently there's a double booking.
Yeah.
Marion, the program director, was nice enough to get us into the live studio.
That
so
was
this
nice.
Is actually
that was
going out on, you know, the cable airwaves.
We've got to be better than Pan Flute. Come on.
I mean, I just love how your volume plummets. Like, you're so screechy when I'm doing levels. You could not be louder. I literally have to turn down the headphones.
Really?
To not incur hearing damage.
Right.
And then the mics go live, and it's suddenly Allison's NPR hour. Hey, these are my levels now. I'm just really low. And then I have to pot it up, and you get loud for 2 seconds, and my eardrums are dribbling down my cheeks again.
Yeah.
Like I got that monster from the Wrath of Khan implanted in my ear canal.
That never even happened. That's not even true. This is my real voice. I can't help it.
Can you aim it into the microphone? Can you help that?
My mouth is right here.
Oh, man.
That's the best I can do. So, yeah. Now what are we going to talk about?
I got a couple things.
All right.
Let's do Gwyneth Paltrow cheating.
But is this fresh? Is this hot? This is new?
Well, okay.
Because you heard it from your mom.
Yeah,
seems
so
our moms
like
are
a,
right
a week
on the cusp of things.
Oh, of entertainment gossip columns. I tapped out of the whole entertainment gossip thing ever since they booted the writer Brandon off of What Would Tyler Durden Do?
Oh.
After that, I used to juggle that with the superficial, but the superficial
really
guy was never funny.
Yeah,
but it was weird. You kind of could handle him because Tyler Durden Do that dude.
Yeah,
he was good.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, I want even more of this.
Yeah.
I'll take the crappy facsimile thereof just because the high of that was so great. And then he left and I was just like, I don't need any of this. What am I doing?
Yeah.
Do I really need like 18 articles on the little stumpies of Megan Fox's thumbs?
I know.
Which, by the way, have you seen This Is 40?
No. Uh-uh.
She doesn't look like Megan Fox anymore. She's like 26.
Oh, sorry.
Too much knifey time.
Oh, really? I don't know.
Good Lord, why?
I don't know. I haven't seen it. And I heard that was a downer
of a movie.
You
know what they need to do? If you're any example, if they need to get kids to pay attention in class and you don't want to give them Ritalin, put a mic in front of them and suddenly they die.
They could learn
the entirety of U.S. history in 4 hours if you put a microphone in front of them.
I don't know. That's true.
Where's your monkey shines?
But I do believe
hijinks?
That... I do believe you could get them to eat vegetables if you just put them in one of those gumball machines. Because whatever they want, they just want, can I have a quarter? You're like, that's ether. Can I have a quarter? Can I have a quarter?
To be fair, ether gets you real screwed up. One of those little plastic, they were great. They looked like they could be astronaut helmets for your He-Man.
I guess. I mean,
and you
I don't
just
know.
Nab one of those, fill
yeah,
it with ether.
But you could put...
crack that in class to take the edge off. Sorry, I'm trying to do levels because, again, you can't take a proper level. I love you.
Oh, yeah.
You're the best.
With the levels already.
But God forbid if you take
Megan
a proper
Fox
level.
So Megan Fox is gross.
Oh, yeah. Well, I watched This Is 40 the
I heard it
other
was a
weekend.
Downer, so I didn't want to see it.
It
they
was
said
weird.
It was based on real life. That's
I was chilling with the chica, and we were combing HBO, and really...
And you wanted to get her in the mood, so you're like, hey, let's watch this. These people are going through a midlife crisis.
Well, especially she's so much younger. She's literally half of This Is 40, and I'm just like, this is a couple years away for me.
Yeah.
And she's like, look at these old silly people. I can't relate to it, and I'm just taken aback like, oh, I wish I was here at 40. These guys, Paul Rudd, he's done things with his life. Leslie, whatever. It's not Leslie Mann, right? Is that her name?
I'm not sure. The redhead or whatever?
She's not a redhead. She's the one that has sex with Judd Apatow and had his kids and married him, and that was her career move.
Oh, but isn't she a redhead?
No, she's a blonde.
Are you sure? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm really sure. I watched This Is 40 like last week.
Oh, I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
She's the same chick from Cable Guy.
I don't really remember that.
Are you all right? Again, just turn on that microphone. Calm you right down.
Yeah. So what's this with Gwyneth Paltrow? So your mom gave
you
the scoop.
Now you got us going to This Is 40, though. I can do a 10-minute segment on This Is 40.
We don't need to. It's done.
Really? You're just shooting me down?
Yeah, it's crap.
You don't want to hear about how it's depressing? And
no, I can know. It's real life. You know, they're arguing. They're bickering. They have no time for themselves. They got to find themselves.
She's getting her boobs mashed in a mammogram. Like you finally see
her
boobs.
Oh, that sounds hilarious.
Yeah, and they're just getting mushed. It's like literally when you don't like the sandwich at cafeteria lunchtime, you're just like, bam, 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 until the jelly starts peeking through the top of the bread. That's what her boob looked like. Just flattened in a vice. And then later, I guess as an apology, she gets like a very nice topless scene where she's like, don't you find this sexy anymore? And she looks all perky and stuff. And you're like, that's nice.
Yeah.
But earlier in the movie, it's just.
Sounds delicious.
That's the sound they make when they're squeezed.
I'm a nurse. I know this already.
Sorry to bore you with my science jargon.
Yes.
I like how I put the accent on the second syllable, jargon.
Well, that's because we were talking about illiterate people just a minute ago, so it made sense then. But that was like an hour ago now, since we switched studios and everything else.
I think it has been.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a while.
So let's talk Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, okay. So your mom did fill you in on this, because my mom, she seems to hit me up on the gossip thing, too. And I said, hey, what about this? And I was just trying to make a joke, because I don't actually follow the Kardashian stuff. And I was like, hey, what about this Chris and Bruce breakup or whatever? And my mom's like, oh, it's just a publicity stunt. You know, they're trying to do it so they can get a spinoff show, you know, try to get more money out of it. That's
well, the whole thing
is.
My mom won't shut up about, she's like, do you think it's true Kris Jenner wants a sex change? He's growing his hair out long right now. Do you think he's getting a sex change?
My mom's like, nah.
Sit there and I digest all the facts. Please stop playing with that cord.
I can't help it. Sorry.
Just put it away. You can help it.
I can't.
You can. If I put a gun in front of you, would you put it at my head and kill me?
Yeah, I wouldn't kill you, but I'd toggle around with it. And I'd apologize if it went off.
Would you do the Midwest sheriff thing?
Yeah, I'd try.
And you twirl the six shooter, or would you be more of a Arnold Schwarzenegger Terminator 2 flip?
I would be more the
to load the 12 gauge.
I'm more Val Kilmer with a tin cup.
I want to know how I'm going to be accidentally murdered by you.
I mean, how they're going to be
picking bits of my skull and buckshot out of the sound wall behind me.
It would probably be from letting you eat too much food. Then you go into a
I'm
nice
fine with that.
Coma.
I don't want to die by gun.
Yeah. So what about Gwyneth Paltrow? Come on. Spill it.
Allison.
Yeah, come
you're
on.
Rushing things.
We're not.
Where's the foreplay? Where's the romance?
We've been romancing this for 4 days.
That's
went off
all
on 100 bunny trails.
It's just romance.
We're so not it's a all new- candles we're not- and it's no smoochy poo?
We're not a news program. We're not delivering hard facts. We just talk to each other, and then we go, oh, the hour's up. Haven't you grasped that yet? And then you act shocked at the end. You're like, where did it go? We had so much more to get to, and we didn't because we had two topics. And we managed to milk them both for a half hour.
You look Chinese today. I'm not sure if it was
My eyes are matching the music we walked in on.
Seriously, they really are. You look very Ching Chong-y.
For some reason, my dad used to draw like pictures of me as a kid.
Yeah.
And always would give me the most Asian eyes. Oh, and my mom wouldn't be that shocked by it. She's like, they look Asian, but they're not that Asian, Vasily. Come on. I mean, I literally looked like I should have had one of those little Raiden from Mortal Kombat hats on.
Yeah. Like Legoland hair people.
Like a little yellow nubule on the top of my head.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Oh, you mean the actual hair that goes on top of their little their little propane tank heads?
Yes,
I got you.
Oh my!
Yeah, so the Kardashian thing.
Yeah,
she literally like really she will with a straight face. My mom go, I don't pay attention to this stuff. And then the same breath, she's like, what do you think he's doing? Do you think he's going through with it? As if I have any information, as if there's a shred of information.
That you're hoarding and you're not giving to her.
Yeah, exactly.
Let the cat out of the bag. You keep so much to yourself, John.
Exactly. I've been sexting Kendall this whole time. Or is she like 12? Did my GTA star rating just go up to 3 for saying I was sexting Kendall?
Is that a real one? I don't even know.
I think as long as there's like a K at the front. There's like Krusty Kardashian for all I know. Okay. As long as you're alliterative with the K's, it's a real name.
Okay.
There's Kim. There's Casquatch. There's Courtney. I think Kendall's one of the little ones. Kendall might be legal now. And then there's an even weirder illegal one.
I don't know.
I don't know what that one's named.
I don't
names. I don't. There's like the okay.
Don't know what her dog tag says.
You got the two half Armenian ones. I know that. That's Kim and Courtney, right? And then Chloe is the behemoth.
Yeah.
And then you got the two with Jenner.
Yeah, okay.
And they're like the little skinny white looking ones. Like really pasty white skin. But they still have their mom's like jet black locks. So getting back to Bruce.
Yeah.
Despite my knowledge of the names, kind of the Kardashians. Oh, and there's Rob, too. He escaped. Rob's the one that got fat, if I recall.
Yeah.
The one boy in the mix.
Yeah.
See, maybe I do know this crap.
I guess. Because I don't know any of it, really.
Oh, really? You're above it?
No, I know the booty picture you showed, and I know that blew up everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Kim showing off her buns.
Yeah, her no filter, whatever. Something
No filter, lots of filler from my liposuction, and that's why I'm built like a vase now. And I don't have the body of any of my siblings.
But who cares? That we complain about so many people who have the means who don't fix their face and don't fix their nose and don't fix the gaps in their teeth and don't fix. And then when they do, they're like, oh, she's all fake. Well, she fixed herself, so it's fine, you know?
Well, they always go too far, I think, is the problem. Like Megan Fox, when everyone was like, look how beautiful she is, she'd already had work.
Yeah.
Like She used to be on some TGIF show.
Yeah.
That was always on in the gym when I'd work out.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, ah, screw it. I'll watch this.
Yeah.
Don't I sound cool, by the way?
Like, yeah, very.
Gymming to TGIF at 9:30 and not out interacting with human women.
I don't know. They play some terrible
but
stuff.
But she looked
different
then. And then she got a couple things done.
Yeah.
And really, a lot of people are just a couple changes away from looking very attractive. And
well, that's like when you watch like the early years of American Idol, and you'll see all these like quote unquote average Joes, but they go through this metamorphosis because they've got this team of handlers, you know, the stylists and the people with the. And there was that.
Oh, yeah. Like when they go
Elliot
in.
It, something or other.
Yameen.
Yeah.
From Richmond. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. With his jacked up teeth.
He's,
but they
he had 64 teeth.
Yeah. Yeah, and they and he was doing that black guy fade kind of haircuts, but he's white, you know what I mean, where they just shave it down and then they do the like the fade lines here, like he's
the Wentworth Miller hair,
Jason Derulo or whatever. It's like or whatever.
He looked like Wentworth Miller in Prison Break.
I don't know that
just
reference,
literally
but,
a hairline yeah. of you could put this kid's head next to a 2x4 to find out if it was level.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, yeah, so they, I mean,
for the record,
and he was doing the chin strap.
Elliot,
too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think Elliot's gotten much better, but they have pulled around 30 of his teeth.
Yeah, so his teeth are better, but they let it, made him his hair grow out. But I mean, that just goes to show you, like, he's a dude. He didn't need implants and lipo and all that. He just needed to let his hair grow and get his teeth fixed. So it was just two basic fixes, and he looks totally different. Much better.
I was saying even smaller than that, though. It's usually just like a little shave of the nose.
Yeah.
Maybe giving you an extra eyebrow to make you look mysterious.
I don't know myself. Even just having the orthodontist, orthodontic work that I've had done. I mean, people think I look a zillion years younger, and I just had four teeth pulled. But apparently, they were the size. They were the teeth the size of an igloo each. You know, I don't know. It's like finally got that barn door closed. I don't know. I guess you.
I mean, it has done
in.
A lot for your features.
But I think because it changes your facial structure. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, you had the Elliot Yameen mouth, if we're going to be honest. You
really
you had
didn't.
The extra choppers.
I actually had a nice smile. I mean, you can go back and look at my Facebook pictures, and you see pictures of me before I had orthodontics. My teeth, especially my upper teeth, were
white
and
straight.
You had
like a good smile. You would have been like pretty for a surf. It's like maybe the king would have gone through the lands and been like, bring that one to my bedchamber.
In the dark.
William Wallace, give me that one before her wedding night.
I mean,
but then
it
you
wasn't.
Got the teeth done.
I mean, but I just have four teeth pulled, so.
And now your lips can actually go over your teeth when you try to close your mouth.
Barely. Are you kidding?
Because
me?
Before you looked like Darkman. You looked like a burn victim. Like you would shut your mouth, but the lips couldn't even go over the teeth.
That's what I used to tell people. They would say, oh, look at her. She's so happy, always smiling. I was like, I can't put my lips together to save my life.
Like Fire Marshal Bill. You're just like, you needed literally a spray bottle to keep everything moisturized. People just thought you were a Banaka addict. But you had to lubricate your teeth so the lips could even slide remotely over them.
I guess. I mean, but it did did do a lot.
Some
for
of that
my
might
face.
Be untrue.
I mean, you
some
know.
Might have been exaggerated for radio, for the theater of the mind.
It's fine. I mean, everyone knows who to call if they need help starting an apple. So that's still on the table.
Yeah. Oh, I was if they were welding and they couldn't get through a metal pipe.
Or that.
You could just pull an odd job and go, wait, was odd job the one? No.
I don't know.
I literally was about to ask, was odd job the one with the jaws? I think Jaws was the one with the jaws.
Actually.
Odd job had the little razor hat.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Jaws was. No, Iron Mouth or something.
Iron Mouth?
I don't know.
The British are clever when naming their villains.
What was it?
Shiny teeth guy.
Mr. Wolf.
I typed in Jaws, James Bond, without looking.
Yeah.
And I looked up at the browser to see I typed in Jews, James Bond.
Or that. Close enough.
Yes, Jaws was Jaws.
Okay.
Jaws had the teeth.
Okay.
Oh, God. That was a disgusting grill piece they put in that guy.
I know. Pretty bad.
Doesn't
well, he's
every
so handsome
rapper...
otherwise.
Yeah. Wasn't he in like Happy Gilmore or something eventually?
I'm not sure. I mean, he's done a lot of like bit stuff.
Richard Kiel.
Yeah, not
handsome. Hold on. Let me see if he was Happy Gilmore guy. Yep, that was him.
Yeah. don't know.
Back to Gwyneth now. Can we retreat? Can we give the people?
That's our segue from Jaws.
Can we do Gwyneth? Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Two handsome folk.
All right.
Okay. All right. Let's channel my inner Harvey Levin here.
Okay.
And the scuttlebutt. That's just the word I stole it from Opie and Anthony. Blatantly, they're obsessed with scuttlebutt. So now I'm just saying scuttlebutt.
All right.
The scuttlebutt.
My grandmother, I think, is
around
obsessed
Tinseltown.
With
dish. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
Apparently slept with the husband of Elle Macpherson.
Yeah, but were they still together? Are they still together, or are they? I mean, it's her ex-husband. I mean, do you know that much?
It says allegedly had an affair with Elle Macpherson's new husband.
Oh.
I think Elle Macpherson was previously married to a billionaire.
Then she dumped him for another billionaire?
She needs, more. She needs half of that billionaire's money to bring to the pot of this billionaire.
I gotcha.
To this marriage. The man in
question.
Sounds
like she's suffering.
Is billionaire Jeff Sofer? Soffer?
I don't know.
And what makes the angle cool on this is my mom's best friend.
Yeah.
Used to, I think, either she worked for this dude's dad, but I think she almost like with him too.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she did or didn't. Exactly. Had tea
beneath his desk
and discussed the high-lie matches because this was in Miami.
Yeah.
And she said she knew this guy. She literally used to hang with this guy, I guess, when he was like 3.
Yeah.
I don't know if they just made the employees babysit or whatever. But she's like, she knew him when he was a little squirt, and now he's like sleeping with all these attractive people.
All right.
Do they deserve, like these women, they don't deserve any happiness in these marriages, right? I'm not saying that in a sweeping, shocking way.
They are happy, some of them.
Well, when you're marrying someone who isn't particularly attractive, Jeff Sofer looks like just a pretty average dude.
I mean, you described him as like a Jewish troll, but I mean, he's not that
bad. I'm trying to get hired in the entertainment industry. So how about we pretend I have a dump button and I didn't say that?
Oh, I mean something else.
He looks like he has a botched nose job. The Jewish part is totally inconsequential, to be quite honest. He just looks like he has a horrible schnoz job.
All right. So, I mean, but he doesn't look hideous to me. But it goes along with those people where you're saying, hey, he's a billionaire. Why don't you do something with your jacked up nose?
Well, he could literally have like Jason Statham killed and then get the face off surgery. Like, he isn't one of those dudes who gets mauled by a pit bull.
Yeah.
And then 8 years later, like they find a homeless man.
He looks like the Velveteen Rabbit sewn together.
Yeah. And then they just pull that skin off and dump it on his face, and the guy literally looks like he's just wearing a mask his whole life.
Yeah.
He could have like a handsome face and skull put onto his.
Yeah. You know who I really did have a crush on? You know, that's, we were talking about in the previous episode about people who are not very attractive and would you bang them even though they're not very attractive.
I like how you're acting as if that were the concept of one episode. And not just a fail-safe.
But I did have a crush on the guy from that Natalie Portman movie with the mask. What's this guy?
Natalie Portman movie with a mask.
Yeah, the guy with the mask, and he wants to,
no.
Take over everything.
No, fill me in.
Come on.
V for Vendetta.
There it is.
The guy with the mask movie.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would be your title. The guy with the mask.
I've had too much candy today. That's Erica's fault and her tattooed boob. That's her fault.
Unless you eat candy by mashing it against your brainstem until the blood flow is compromised, that's not an excuse.
It is an excuse. I had a lot of raisinettes.
You sound like Patrice O'Neill doing his bit with crappy movie titles where he's like, oh, Jurassic Park, Dinosaur Forest.
Yeah, that's close. I would know what he's talking about. And if I said mask movie, my mom would know who I meant to.
That movie with the mask.
Yeah. But I would totally do that guy. I mean, his face.
Viggo Mortensen is someone else. That is Hugo Weaving. There we go.
I don't know.
Viggo Mortensen was in Eastern Promises, where he has a naked fight with linoleum cutters. And you want the fight to be intense, except he's just rolling around naked with a guy in a steam bath. And you're just like, you're just like, just please don't move. I don't, I need to finish this movie and get on with my day. I don't need 8 hours of questioning my sexuality. Right. Just stay. And if it does move, you're like, maybe I was just turned on by the fighting. It was just really exciting.
But I mean, that guy was had culture. He was bright, and he had a nice accent. He liked old movies. Yeah. Loved to dance.
His face looked like an old candle.
I mean, his face could have looked like if you went to warm up pizza and left it in the toaster oven too long. You know what I mean? If he ripped off that mask, but you were okay with it because he's so suave, you know?
I wasn't.
I mean, he's cooking.
I mean, that's
breakfast.
The difference between a man and a woman, I guess. Like, if there was the chick equivalent of that, like, she could have nursed me back to health.
But there would be, it would be different. She would be all jugs. You know
what
I mean?
No, it could be that. She'd be all jugs, like everything, just a black mask on her face. Or no, I guess the Guy Fawkes mask, actually, if we're going to go for the female equivalent. And she could have, like, knit me a new suit.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. That's not the guy equivalent. I mean, then she's, you know, she's making you the best pastrami on rye.
She could do all that. And then the mask could come off, and I go, good day to you.
But you won't care about her face if her body was rocking. You know what I'm saying?
No, I would.
No, you I mean, wouldn't. You've already said that, anyhow.
If it was like Hugo Weaving's face.
She has a mask. She can put it on. She's got a really sultry voice. She looks like Jessica Rabbit.
Jessica Rabbit had a face, though, even if it was a cartoon face.
Yeah, but doesn't matter if it's a
toasted guys like faces more than chicks, apparently.
No, you said you don't.
I mean, for maybe for a wham bam, thank you, ma'am. But I'm not going to marry Mask Woman. And have little baby masks.
But you wear glasses. Can't you just take your glasses off and everything's blurry and
I'm nearsighted, though. Like, when you're having relations, like, that's close enough to see everything.
I just figured everything was like a...
It is beyond 3 feet, but...
Like the Lily's painting.
Yeah, like like Van Gogh painted my world.
Yeah. So everything's a little slanty and, you know, running together. So who cares if her face looks like, you know... You know, I'll burn Barbie doll head. Like Fryer Marshall Bill.
I just saw Pet Sematary, finally. I'm caught up on all the hits of 1987.
I'm not into horror movies.
And now you're
is
making
that,
me...
Is that like a bad thing to say on Halloween?
Picture like Tasha Yar's face at the end where she comes out of the grave. She's like, I missed you too, sweetie. And like half of her face is rotted away and the eyeball's missing. You're like, they put her in the ground 6 hours ago.
Yeah, but those are some vicious...
What, did you bury her in lie?
Those are some vicious, those were hungry worms.
Boa constrictor worms just in her mouth, out the socket, pow.
And they left the rest of her face clean then.
Oh yeah, the other half was great. I think they ran out of makeup. It was like, look, we'll do this and I.
That's like when we saw Harvey Dent doing that thing and he was Two-Face or whatever. We saw that together and I could not stop laughing when like half of his face is just burnt off and the one eyeball is just like a ping pong ball. Just, like someone just drew a black dot on a ping pong ball.
And we're supposed to act like someone could survive that. Like just being out. Yeah. Like it wouldn't be like the aliens at the end of War of the Worlds where, oh, a bacteria touched us. We're dead.
Looks like a Puerto Rican just cleaned the bones on some chicken and they put a ping pong ball on it.
I like how we're going live and suddenly Allison Frank's racial humor hour.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying. They like some chicken.
They. The nameless they.
Everyone does.
Look, I have Puerto Rican friends. They will kill a chicken wing, but it's not all of them.
I mean, that's amazing to me. I was just not. That's just amazing. I think you can just put it in like a drumstick and just pull it out like a toothpick.
I think we just crossed a line.
Why? They'd be cheering right now. Are you kidding?
You're saying they a little too much right now.
All of my people are Puerto Rican. They don't care.
You're not Puerto Rican at all.
I was practically Puerto Rican. My best friend's Puerto Rican.
You were practically Puerto Rican.
I was practically, right.
Just analyze the syntax of that statement.
I was nearly adopted, so it's fine.
Hold on. Totally I'm good. Trying to wheel the laptop over. So we can have some music ready to go at the end. I just realized that we totally don't have that ready to go because we were forced over like refugees.
Well, you know, she's over there with all of her guests, so.
Don't start me on it.
I'm not starting anything.
Back to this billionaire.
Yeah, okay. Who's not that bad looking?
I just, with Elle Macpherson getting cheated on and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't have a shred of pity. Like, I could not have less pity if she was cheated on by this guy. Can you really love someone? Like can you look yourself in the face?
Yeah.
And be like, I like you for who you are. Your money had zero to do with it. How can you look in a mirror and say that and believe a shred of it?
Yeah, but it's because a fairy tale. You're whisked off, and when you have the means to do that, you can sweep someone off their feet and all that. So in your female mind, you do buy into
it. I like
it.
How you specified your feeble little chick noggin where 2 + 2 = 7. Because math is hard.
I mean, when you're dating a billionaire, 2 + 2 = 7.
No,
it's 111.
It's my 0 plus his whatever is infinity. That's
that's what I'm saying. So
you cannot subtract fast enough, and that's the math you love. His bank account just doesn't go down.
That's what I'm saying. So who cares? It's fine.
I just
so she's loved with the idea of it or the romance of it. And
she gets to
probably
be the little princess. She always wants to. The same thing with Salma Hayek, by the way. I do not care for her anymore.
Why?
She's just married to some billionaire.
Who cares? That's fine. You're just jealous because
really
you're
care.
Not married to a billionaire. You can marry one, but that means you're going to have to bang a raisin. I mean,
no, I'm
just
not attractive enough to land a billionaire. I'm trying to think like what kind of.
You could. Anybody can have anybody.
You say that. Yeah. I see what you pull on Tinder. You're not getting anybody.
I've gotten everybody. Who's
That's
anybody?
The problem.
You don't see anything on Tinder.
I like using
Tinder.
The toilet after you.
I haven't even been on Tinder in weeks anyway.
Really?
Not for real.
You need to build our listenership a little more.
Well, I can't. I've been ill. I've been infirm. I've been pretty sick, for real. So, that's true. Today is the first day I've actually felt halfway decent.
That's good.
Where I haven't had, like, toilet paper just crammed up one nostril, calling it my booger dam. You know, just because I'm too lazy to keep wiping. It's making my nose sore, so.
Ugh.
I know.
You
sexy.
Are captivating.
Sexy. That's why I've got a billionaire.
I was going to say, truly, you could have any man.
Yeah, so.
For whatever reason, this makes my heart go hard.
Yeah.
Like, that one, first, blind jealousy that this guy, not that I think they're the sexiest women on earth.
Yeah.
But they're attractive enough, and there's just such prestige with getting them.
Yeah.
Like, if there's a 9 and if there's a 10.
Yeah.
And she works at the local Dippy Cone. And Gwyneth Paltrow is like a 9.5, but she's Gwyneth Paltrow. Guess who's cooler to show off to your friends? Hey, guys, look who's going to join us for Xbox Live tonight. You might know her as Pepper Potts.
Or Miss Dippy Cone.
Yeah, or Dippy Cone. Like, because Dippy Cone, not all of your friends are going to think she's a 10. They're like, she's an 8.5. Get out of here. You're giving it to old Pepper?
Yeah.
Old Peppa?
Yeah. So it's fine. So she slammed
raw prestige. So this
but
guy,
she said no, she didn't do it. So she,
well,
probably,
she probably did though.
Nah, she probably didn't. Come on.
Really?
Nah. That's just a bunch of hell.
I think when it comes to the celebrities, there's smoke, there's fire. You're like, have you heard what they're saying about Rock Hudson? Look who he took.
Come on, he smooched Doris Day.
He could have all the girls.
He does.
You're like Austin Powers. Liberace did not
he has
see
all the
that
girls
one coming.
Pick out the hot guys. Yeah, I mean,
it drives me nuts that this guy's just juggling that, if he is.
Yeah.
Because he didn't even earn the money.
But he's not only juggling he's juggling them one in
million.
Brazil and one in France.
He's got Miss Dippy Cone, too.
He's got your Dippy Cone.
Damn him.
Yeah, well, when you're a billionaire locksmith, you can juggle some, too.
When I build that empire. I think I could literally invent a new kind of lock and it wouldn't make me a billionaire.
You sure?
Like one that shoots burglars on sight and you can never lose the keys to it and it opens up for your pets.
What's wrong with that?
I don't think I can hear a billion. Billion's a lot of zeros, Allison. A lot of zeros.
Meow, voice recognition.
Yeah. I don't know. You want to believe at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I feel there's like something redeeming about a lot of guys where at the end of the day, maybe they don't go with just the hottest thing that walked by them.
Yeah.
And they
the
go for some
thing.
Sort of depth.
Yeah.
You want them, but you want the hottest
chick
that
you
also
care
about.
Yeah, but do you want the guy who just has a black and white TV for the nostalgia?
No.
You
that's,
want the
that's
big
what a homeless person says. But as a guy, it's kind of depressing that what is the creme de la creme of womanhood?
Yeah.
Every woman's out there, like, no, we just want a nice guy.
Yeah, we do.
And these chicks are like, how many zeros?
Yeah.
You're like, excuse me? What are zeros? You know what I'm talking about. How many zeros? 4. Okay, good day.
Yeah, but that's fine enough. I mean,
I don't know what kind of.
I mean, it's bad enough. I mean, they want arm candy and they want the machismo, so they're getting what they each other wants. So, cost them a little bit of money, they don't care. That's fine. Even Stevens. So neither one is getting love, real love, true love, whatever.
I suppose you just put a bow on it. And I'm not just saying that because I want to leave and eat custard. Sweet frozen custard.
No, don't say that. That's disgusting.
Custard.
No.
With the little umlaut. Custard.
I don't like
custard. You don't like it when I call it frozen custard?
I'm treating you
to frozen custard.
Ugh, that's disgusting.
Do you not want to partake of custard?
I don't want you to say that anymore. Custard. I don't like custard either.
Custard.
Oh, man, I just got a dizzy spell.
All right, well, before you get the vapors, we'll get you out of here. You've made it through another Papa's Basement, and good for you. Achievement unlocked. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio.
Woo!
I was joined by Allison Frank.
That's me.
For all the pertinent information, like our Twitter handles, where you can find us on iTunes, the Facebook page, go to inpapasbasement.com.
Gotcha.
That's the show's website. Again, inpapasbasement.com. It's got my writing and a new episode every Monday and every Thursday of
the show. Sounds great. I'm riveted.
I hate you.
Can't wait to download this.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way. Glory, hallelujah. I'm on my way.
Okay, these are going to be my levels, and they're perfect because they're coming out of my mouth.
Oh, my. Seriously? Yeah, you sound like...
Let's boost you.
Yeah, well...
Because you need an... artificial energy boost.
Ah, this mic smells terrible. It smells like...
What does it smell like? Mine just smells like cheap old bitch perfume.
It smells like... I don't know.
Are you all right?
Not good.
You sound like I took you off your deathbed.
I have not been feeling very well.
How about you up the energy so the Tinder boys will want to take you out for more than just a Chipotle?
No Tinder boys. What? Tinder fizzled.
What happened to the Tinder? That's how you're getting all our listeners.
I've just been ill, so I can't Tinderize people.
You're so ill. Do you have finger gangrene?
No, I mean
you can't swipe
when you don't feel good, and Tinder doesn't allow you to flip the phone sideways. So then it's even more tedious to have the phone upright.
You realize your ancestors took down T-Rexes with like a bow and arrow.
Not
made,
my ancestors.
Made out of guts in a pine tree.
Mine were the scavengers behind the dumpster of those hunters and scavengers and fighters.
You come from a long line of gypsies is what you're saying.
Oh, golly, Ned, I need a nap.
I don't have to take you to Waldorf.
Wow, it doesn't matter. Where is Waldorf anyway?
You don't know where Dirty Dorf is?
I don't like that it's called...
The Dirty Dorf?
Is it?
Oh, it's the home of Good Charlotte. Do you need to know more?
Oh, but I've been over there before.
You go all the way down 495 across the Woody Wilson.
Yeah.
And then, oh, God. I think you can go down Indian Head Highway for like 10 miles. And then once you look around and all hope is gone, you're in Waldorf.
This smells like the inside, like if your grandfather took his toupee off and then he spritzed it with Old Spice to get the old smell out of it.
Every microphone, I'm not trying to be racist here, but we're in the more colorful studio, and every mic smells of bad perfume / bad cologne.
That is not good.
All right, I like our levels. Let's see what the... Oh, yeah, it would help probably if I plugged that in. Do.
Why couldn't you record over there?
Apparently she claimed something's running through automation.
So it's running live like they booked the slot?
I don't know. We walked by and we heard just a girl, by no doubt. If that's someone's show, do we really have to go on community radio?
Yeah, I guess.
So we can get Just a Girl again? Because Just a Girl is, you know, an underground hit that was taken off of DC 101's heavy rotation, and we needed more of it.
I don't know. I don't even know what that is.
I'm just a girl. Da, 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 da. There you go. That's how that ditty went. Blah, 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 blah.
That's like Pharrell old, right?
It's like from 94. Like when every guitar song was just called alternative. So they were able to be like, hey, this is alternative. This is alternative. It's not white kid guitar pop. It's alternative.
So, okay.
Back when Gwen Stefani looked really like a gypsy. Like a gypsy in a blonde wig. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, you're a white chick? They just scrubbed her down.
She's fine. She's cute.
She's sexy as hell now.
Yeah.
And she's like 45.
Yeah, she looks great.
Yeah, she looks really good. That douche from Bush is still banging her.
What's wrong with him?
I don't know.
He seems all right. He looks cute.
I guess he does. Did you see the one Gwyneth Paltrow's banging now? Or cheated on Chris?
No, I didn't know about Coldplay that. Oh, is that big news?
Oh, he's a billionaire. He got the money from daddy.
Okay.
But he is hideous.
Oh, is he? Let me see.
Oh, he's hideous.
Let me look. Can I find him? Is he really hideous?
Yeah.
How do you know that they're banging? How do you know?
My mom actually pointed it out because she used to
She used to bang him?
Yeah, that. She minded.
When she was all yellow.
Minded the balls. No, her best friend used to work for his dad, the billionaire.
Oh.
And like almost banged the dad or something like that. Because she had a thing for Jewish guys. I wanted to say maybe she just wanted to screw a rich dude. Because she was like, at that point, he's only a millionaire. I'm like, yeah, but you were like from 1920. A million back then was like you could buy Kentucky. All right. We're going to talk about this one. Oh, her name's Gwyneth. I just typed in Gwen F.
Yeah.
Gwyneth. Oh, F you.
Denies cheating rumors. With Elle McPherson's husband.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. This hobgoblin of a being goes from banging Elle McPherson to Gwyneth Paltrow.
But they're both attractive.
That's what I'm saying. Oh. It's not fair.
Oh, because he's idiot.
He's really, he's below average.
Which one is he? The furry one or the... I don't know. He's...
I'll put it this way. For a rich Jewish guy, he looks like he got an $800 nose job.
Which one is he?
I'm trying to find it.
Here.
Oh, lefty. Lefty.
I mean, he's not super hideous, but he's got like Gonzo's nose.
Here's my picture of me with my hand on my private jet. There's literally, I have that picture. Okay, let's just do the show. We've pissed away half the prep already.
Oh, my.
Kick us out of studio. Oh, Consuela, you kick us out of studio. That's not nice. No candy for you.
That's terrible.
All right, so this is going to be my normal level.
I can't even hear myself. Oh, now I can.
You're loud as hell. Are you kidding me?
I can't hear anything in here.
You are piercing.
I can only hear.
Oh, you can't hear yourself till we're live. I forgot. Only I can hear audition channels.
Oh, ching chong.
Well, let me get your singling. Just talking levels. Talk for a bit.
Oh, ching chong.
All right, and this is going to be my talking level.
I can't hear anything. Sakura, Sakura, yin yang yin go.
You can't be that loud. You're flatting the mic.
Oh, you kick us out of the studio. Oh, you got cut at East Coast. they need a coffee. They have croissant. We must get in.
All I hear is.
All right, let's just do the show. We got it.
Oh, dance beat. Breaking it.